producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And maybe your heart as well. Surely your noggin needs to be exorcised and exercised. Isn't it amazing what one vowel can do to a word? Exorcised versus exercised, and the difference between those two words. We're all about words here on Good Day. Jennifer Warren is here to help me with the words that are important. And Rich McFadden.
You know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that, huh?
Thank you very much.
Hey, Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Igor.
Igor. So, exorcism and exercism. Exercising and exorcising. Jennifer, you want to take a stab at that?
Exorcising and exercising.
Yeah.
Exercising is doing something, moving your body. Mm-hmm. Exorcising is ridding yourself of something.
Removing something that may not be visible.
Very smart. I'm
very
smarter than I
think. You're so schmat.
I'm so smart.
You know how ridiculous the English language is.
Yes, it is.
You're ridiculous.
Whole thing is ridiculous.
Trying to explain to my kids why one sounds one way.
It is weird. You know what's a harder language, though? Czech.
Yep. All those Russian,
all the hooks, the shoes,
and all those labels, all those things in the alphabet that you can't understand.
No, I know.
There are three main alphabets: the Arabic, the Roman, and the whatever the Russians call theirs, or whatever the Eastern.
Hard. That's what I call it.
Actually, there's four because of the.
I kept trying to sound out words, and it was like ridiculous. But I do know that Shvetsky's a plum.
Shvetsky. Sarah Shvetsky.
Sounds like a polka.
Doesn't it sound like a Shvetsky polka?
Actually, there is a plum polka about the wine, making plum wine.
The founding of the National Organization for Women occurred on this date in 1966. 1966 now. Originated. Do they still have impact and power these days, Jen, what do you think?
Do you think a little bit?
Are we more conscious? There was a consciousness thing. Are we all more conscious?
I
mean, we aren't sexist,
that's it.
But we're more conscious. Look at the time, the fact that Hillary Clinton and Carly Fiorina are running for the presidency. Would that have happened if it were not for the existence of organizations like now?
I think, you know, these groups, they have their fans, but they're probably the fans that they have are not going to change their mind based on what now has to say, right? So, I mean, I think that, I think they still have a little bit of power.
A little bit of power. Yeah. A little bit goes a long way. This date, 1969, the Supreme Court ordered an end to all school segregation at once. It was not easily done. It did not happen at once. You could argue there are many school systems in our country that still are de facto segregated.
They are segregated because you go where your neighborhood goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. As opposed to having open enrollment. We have open enrollment in Framingham, and it costs us six more buses to bring those students around from where they live to where their parents have chosen to send them to school rather than the neighborhood school, and that gets us to 74 buses. Listen to this. You want to talk about money being spent?
How do you manage that?
The school buses, listen to this, Richie. The school bus system, we were talking about this in town meeting last night. School bus system that we have now, I used to be in the bus business. I was the last local owner and provider of school bus service in this town, and I got out of it in the early 80s. So the big companies, bigger, came in. Prices went up. The rate now per hour for a bus is more than we got per day in the 70s when I was running buses. And the rate is multiplied by the number of hours. The average number of hours a bus is operating now in this community is about 6 hours a day. You take that, multiply it out times the number of buses, times the number of days in the school year, you got $6 million a year spent on busing kids back and forth. And there were, in the era that I was running buses here, we had more students in the system. We used 40, I think the maximum was like 48 buses. They now have 74. And the price is, we were, I think, $1.3 million, $1.4 million for the transportation costs in the 70s and early 80s. Now $6 million, $30,000 a day to bring the children around from one school to another in a town like this. Imagine what kind of a business that is around the country, where you see school buses everywhere, and these, no wonder these big transportation companies all want to get into it, because there's a lot of money. The more you force the little people out, same story with every business. Push out the little guys, jack up the price. And that's what's going on. And three of the four big companies that are doing this aren't even American-owned. There's a British company, there's a Canadian company, I forget what the third one is of the four big ones. It just is really a pretty amazing little anecdotal information. Speaking of anecdotal information, the truth about bin Laden's death has emerged. This was, four years ago, right? 2011. Osama was killed. Interviews with top officials reveal that 4 weeks before, four federal lawyers worked frantically and secretly to frame justifications, including making the mission lethal and burying the target at sea. All of that was discussed and ordered by these four lawyers. One lawyer recalled saying that they had to be ready to explain our legal conclusions, particularly if the operation goes badly. But it didn't.
Right.
And so the Navy SEALs killed him, didn't capture him, because the lawyer said, kill him, don't capture him. The lawyer said, kill him.
So, probably easier. I mean, there's less to
dump him
with.
And the orders came from the lawyers
to dump
him in the ocean.
Well, remember, they were worried about people stealing his body or trying to make, you know, I mean.
But what would be the legal, that's a practical reason.
Know.
What's the legal reason? That's really, I think.
For killing him?
Maybe there wouldn't have a body to investigate.
For not keeping the body and bringing it back. That's, I think, what the question is, isn't it?
See if there was torture or something. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I find this all...
Can you imagine what it would have cost if they'd have brought him
lawyers
back?
Lawyers.
Ugh.
Well, of course, that's the whole thing. Hopefully, that's what somebody was thinking about. Wouldn't you think that would be... the number one. Okay. The situation at this private school in India. Anybody seen the pictures yet of Bill Gates there?
No.
He was there celebrating his 60th birthday at a school. And there is I'm looking at a picture that we ought to probably post of him that they held up at this school. He went there to hail his philanthropic efforts. He has funded the school, apparently, and one of the theories in the school is that the teachers teach the youngsters how to work hard, become rich, and help other people. That's his purpose in funding this school. Now, how come we don't do that in America? He obviously went through the system and learned how to do that. But what about it? What about doing that? And having that as more, is that a no-no?
Don't we have to apologize for wanting
to,
aren't we supposed to apologize for being
successful?
Rich and successful now?
Yeah, right. That's the way it works here. Almost breathing, is it? How about we spend a minute thinking about what's on your face? Is it on your face? Yeah, on your face. Richie, how's your face looking today?
Well, so far so good. I mean, it's a little tired right now.
Who told you that? Who told you your face looked good?
Nobody. I did.
No. Really? I saw a picture of you. You have big circles under your eyes, and I hadn't noticed that before. One of your Facebook posts was pretty close up on your face.
Circles, man.
What's the problem?
Sleep?
We're up early.
I don't have that problem. Jennifer looks beautiful. I don't have circles under my eyes. It must be something else.
I must be carrying the weight for all of you, then.
Well, that's maybe.
Just don't get up too close.
So we're going to fix that problem, Richie, with GenuCell, made from plant stem cell therapy. Gets rid of the bags, the puffiness around your eyes. You will use it and you will love it. And now you can get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment to try absolutely free. It's another tube, a different sort of ingredient or set of ingredients that have come from the same kind of research. This time, though, it's aimed at getting rid of the dark circles under your eyes. So we have GenuCell, which gets rid of the bags, the puffiness. It absorbs the water, because that's what the bags and puffiness really are, water collecting underneath your eyes. So that's what GenuCell does. It takes it out. And now, because they want you to know about the Platinum Dark Circle treatment, they're offering a free tube when you order the regular 3-month supply of GenuCell. So call 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. 800-543-9262. Why don't you do it now? You're thinking about it. You're listening to me talk about it. So do it now. You've been thinking about doing it for a long time. Now's the time to take action. 800-543-9262. That call, when you order GenuCell, we'll get rid of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, the lines around your eyes, and then you get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment that they'll be selling. Now you get it free, but they'll be selling that because it's something that will work well to get rid of the dark circles under and around your eyes. You want that flawless look? Call 800-543-9262 and take care of your looks. Younger looking only takes an overnight for the work to get started. Your money back if it doesn't work for you. 800-543-9262. Get a free express shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. They'll give you a luxury gift as well. So get them together. GenuCell and the Platinum Dark Circle treatment, all for the same price. 800-543-9262.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
When we do our talk, the talk radio countdown show, say that again, Doug. Can you talk? The talk radio countdown show this week, I'm sure that the debate will be number one or number two in the issues column. What we haven't much talked about is what Mike Huckabee brought to the table, because he's usually a little too much to the right on social issues for me. But here he made a very poignant point about that dirigible, the balloon that got away. Well, maybe not.
No, he's coming. Hold on a second.
We need to have Carrick come in and help me out.
He's walking into the studio here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, we'll almost run out of time, so that we'll... you want us to sing or dance or what?
Yada, yada, yada. If you saw that blimp that got cut loose from Maryland today, it's a perfect example of government. I mean, what we had was something the government made, basically a bag of gas that cut loose, destroyed everything in its path, left thousands of people powerless, but they couldn't get rid of it because we had too much money invested in it, so we had to keep it. That is our government today. We saw it in the blimp. That's exactly what we saw.
Isn't that a perfect analogy?
Yeah, it really is. Yep. So how come if they all agree, I don't know if they all do, how can they all, because many of them are responsible, certainly the senators that are up there, and there are, what, three of them, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul?
But they're all playing that role. They're all playing the Washington is too big.
Not with credibility, they aren't.
You're right, but they all are playing it.
Yeah. No, the only one who has any credibility, maybe Huckabee's got a little bit there. It's too bad he is as far right as he is with social stuff, because I'd like him.
Rand Paul and Trump and Carson do.
Rand Paul is one of the members of the Senate. Trump isn't, Fiorina isn't, Carson isn't, and they're playing that card and doing it successfully. That's why they're on the top of the heap. 21 after on your day.
Hey, Berkey. Lucky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all. I could give, but I won't go.
Okay, so what's new in the life of Phil Collins? There are a couple of songs that he's done that I kind of like. This one I'm lukewarm on. There are a few that are good. I'm not a fan, but it's interesting because a lot of people are. And apparently he is interested in releasing a new album. He hasn't released an album, according to the story at DougSteffen.com. No new material since 2002. The album was called Testify. So he supported that by having a farewell tour. Since then, he was out and around for a brief Genesis reunion tour in 2007, 2010 Motown covers collection going back. But he's now plotting a comeback tour with a new solo LP called My Kids Are Now 10 and 14, and they want to see what their dad does.
That's not called that, but that's why he's doing it.
It isn't?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good album cover. No, that's what they are. They want to see. But that'd be a good title for the album. I like that. I fell for that, Reggie.
He's basically been in retirement since his kids were born, and they're like, Dad, all you do is sit at home and hang out.
He's been in Switzerland for about 10 years. And yeah, he's not doing anything, so why not go do something? He has a lot of time on his hands thinking about what has happened. I went through a few bits of darkness, drinking too much. Kill my hours watching TV and drinking. Wow, that's terrible. What is
or
it,
Saturday.
Right.
No, I mean, think about it. What talent and genius. He doesn't have something. Can he go buy a farm and work in the field? What's wrong with that?
You know.
Go help people instead of sitting around thinking about yourself all day? That's terrible.
I've come to the conclusion that creative genius comes with flaws.
Yeah, man.
Name me a creative genius that doesn't have some kind of just either addiction or some other kind of serious personality flaw.
Me.
Don't get me going.
Excuse me? This is a good. This is one of the good Phil Collins songs. I think.
I agree. What's not to like here?
Yeah. Didn't he have some hearing problem?
What?
Yeah,
I think maybe he did.
Yeah, right. I brought him on the Genesis tour.
I saw him with Genesis, and then I saw him solo, and great concert. And Jen will take a shot at it because he does have a lot of fluffy, white rock, sappy songs, and you have to set those aside.
Yeah.
Because he's got such a wide variety of music. There's good stuff in there.
Yep. All right, so he has a studio. He's got a home, I was going to say mobile home in Miami, but it's not a mobile home. And he's going to put a studio in there so he can start working on some new material. Once you have it, do you think you always have it? Some people have had it forever. It depends on what their expertise is. Some people keep it, some people don't. Some people lose it.
But it's not once you have it, do you always have it? It's once you have it, how much do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Because you watch a lot of bands, they can write 20 to 30 songs to 40 songs maybe and get an album or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see bands like the Eagles, Phil Collins, Genesis, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, who just keep reinventing themselves and doing something different and staying relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is the amazing part of a guy like Phil Collins is he reinvented himself 10 times and stayed relevant for 20 and 30 years.
Yep.
And you can't find that.
It's hard to find. You can find it here and there, but it's not easy. No matter how you slice it, this kind of talent comes along once in a lifetime. You don't see a lot of people you can count on your hands and your feet. How many people have really been good and had staying power? McCartney's an example, certainly, and so is Ringo for different reasons. It's nice, though, to have. Maybe what will make them successful is that it's familiar, and people are not finding a lot of familiar sounds in music today, and that's why there's not a lot of excitement about some of the pop music around. So good luck to him, Phil Collins. And it's 20 and after on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments,
"A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have."
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Let's go. 33 after the hour. Now we have Dr. Joy Brown with us, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, so I want to make good use of her time. We have a couple of different things that are phobias facing us. I remember the expression, spring ahead, fall back, and daylight savings time, which starts this weekend. You'll lose an hour, and it'll be dark an hour earlier and
we
light an hour earlier.
We need to stop the insanity on this
it's
stuff.
It's foolishness. I don't
Come
even
on,
understand.
Why don't pick we just a time.
Stay where 4 months right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's foolish.
Even though it's not the right time, let's just.
But what does it do psychologically, Joy, to us to have more darkness? That's the thing. Between now and December 21st, it gets darker and darker, and then it starts getting lighter. But from now until almost Christmas, it's dark early. There are only 8-9 hours of daylight. It really does a number on us, does it not? And well, is it because of the darkness?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to, look, it's like everything else. It's kind of a bell-shaped curve. There are going to be people who are completely impervious and people who are very, very affected by it. We know that our thyroid, which is kind of the master switch of our body, of our hormones, and so how our feelings, is very phototropic. It's very much sensitized by light. So, and we know that for certain kinds of depression, exposure to certain kinds of light, it has to be a certain wavelength, really does offset it. So people may feel a little bit more, a little less cheery. And one of the things to do, we're less affected by it probably than people were historically, because we have fluorescent lights. We have lights inside. So we are a lot less affected. During Sandy, which is, what, this is the 3-year anniversary, I think? 4-year anniversary.
Four.
I think 4 years. I was living in my apartment. I was evacuated for 3 days, came back, no heat, water, electricity for 2.5 months, and you become a farmer. The time switched over as well. So you go to bed when the sun goes down because we're so used to just, you know, flipping on a light.
How did that feel? I mean,
it was bizarre. It was such a strange time. There was no light in my whole area, not only in my building, but my whole area. And I was working the whole time. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things of you just kind of trudge on through. I carried a shower cap around. I thought I got rid of it maybe a couple months ago.
Huh.
In my pocketbook saying, can I take a shower at your house? Can I shower with you?
I'm busy. Yeah.
Because I realized after about 2 weeks that I had a gas stove, but pouring hot water over yourself in an icy cold apartment actually doesn't work. No, it doesn't work.
But man is built to sleep when it gets dark and to wake when it gets light and to utilize all of the lit hours.
Because we count so much on our eyesight. Our sense of hearing isn't nearly as good as animals. Our sense of taste and touch isn't. But our eyesight is. And so...
I'm wondering when you were forced to your body get used to the rhythm of the sun, did it feel better or were you just so out of sorts it was
weird? The whole thing was such a weird experience. It's hard to generalize from it. Mm-hmm. The answer is probably.
All right.
But I don't know because it was just so out of time and place.
Let me take this one step further. This will really seem bizarre. Mondo Bizarro time on Good Day. The fact that darkness is the antithesis of light, obviously that's a duh, but what really is darkness? What darkness is, if you understand, and I was thinking about this as I locked into the information that's coming from that probe of the moon around Jupiter, and then you look out every night into space, or you look into these pictures, and you see, okay, there's a planet here and a planet there, and here a planet, there a planet, there's a solar system, and there's a galaxy, and there's the universe, but the vast preponderance of our universe is dark. Yep. It is not light. There is much more darkness, and that goes for, I guess we could, in a sense, you can relate that to any number of things in our lives, but the key to the universe is not light, it is dark. So,
no, I would argue, I think that the key to the universe is light. The preponderance is dark,
but the light is
what allows for life.
It's like on this planet, we have 70% water, but yet we always think of it as the Earth. We call this planet the Earth.
That's true.
And Earth is supposed to be land, but most of the planet is water.
Well, that's because we can live on the land. We're not so good on the water.
No, we aren't too well.
If you're right, the language by definition is very chauvinistic. It focuses on what, for example, light is viewed as positive, dark is viewed as negative.
Right.
But
black
that
people,
as you
white
point
people.
Out,
I mean, that's the simplistic side of the guy. Yeah. The good guy wears a white hat. The bad guy wears a black hat.
Yep.
And there's all kinds of symbolism in darkness and light. So what I wanted to point out was what I was thinking about a dark and dark matter and how what the, if you believe in the Big Bang or however things started, it came out of darkness. It came from nothing, supposedly, or what was all dark. And you can't even imagine. The average person cannot possibly imagine the enormity of what the universe is. We can't deal with no beginning, no end, no up, no down, no sideways, because we are linear. And so this plays into what it is that we know or we think we know versus what is real or what now people are telling us they think is real, that dark matter is the key to the universe, the research that's being done on dark matter, and sooner or later we're all going to go into a dark hole and it'll be the same as it was before the Big Bang. And then you start thinking about, what's going to happen to me?
All right, but let me point out that you and Woody Allen have exactly the same perception of the universe, but we're not
talking about sexualized. I'm sorry to
sexualized.
Learn that.
But, exactly.
Congratulations.
But the point is that ideas are for using, not believing. And for us, it's useful to believe in these things. And I think that's the difference. You're talking about a belief system as opposed to facts.
Yeah.
And they're not the same.
No, but that's always sort of the case. Let's take it one step further. We got another step further? Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about fear, because it's Halloween.
Okay.
Where the poll today, for example, at DougStephan.com, how old is too old for trick-or-treating? Is it 14, 15, 16, 17?
328.
Right, okay. So Halloween is the focus. It's a pagan
holiday or a pagan worship time.
No, it was originally, that's not it. All Saints Day is, it was a holiday.
Right,
All
November
Saints Day
1st.
Is November 1st.
Grabbed
and the night
from
before
the
was when souls roamed the earth. It was not a pagan holiday.
We'll go back deep. Let's not talk about that.
I mean, everything was pagan originally.
Yeah, thank you. All right, but what we have in terms of fears, we're afraid of heights. We're afraid of germs. We're afraid of people who have guns. We're afraid of whatever. I mean, we're afraid of holding onto the pole in the subway. When you're in New York, do you think about the germs that are on that pole when you ride the subway? Or when you push the ATM button? Or grab the door handle? Or
I wash my hands when I come home.
Okay, but there are, you know what I'm talking about,
but a phobia by definition is an unrealistic fear.
How so?
Where do these fears come from,
if they're unrealistic?
Well, they can be based on, for example, you can be based on the fact that that people can transmit bacteria by hand contact. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to die if you ride the subway. It's taking perhaps a moment of reality and exploding it into something that doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
Or that impacts you negatively, that has very little grounding in reality.
Mm. So how do we talk ourselves out of the fear of the parents who protect their children with all of these
fears?
There's fear and germs. Go back to germs. You spray your hands to get rid of all the bacteria. Well, that's why kids are so sick, because they're not building up an immune system. It's working against them. Fear works against your well-being.
Well, it depends. No, not universally, because if you don't look both ways before you cross the street, you're likely to get hit by a car.
Ooh, so works
you
have both to ways. They're too busy on their smartphone.
Well, but the point is, that's part of the job of adulthood, mm-hmm. and maybe even of parenting, to differentiate between unrealistic fears and realistic fears. For example, I'm going to be much more afraid of a gun on the subway than I am a germ on the subway.
Mm.
The subway doesn't scare me nearly as much as going to Liberia during the Ebola outbreak. There are fears that are reasonably based and fears that are not reasonably based, and that's what we have to differentiate, and people are going to have different perceptions about what's realistic.
All right, in a moment we're going to talk about how to overcome whatever your fear is.
Okay.
Because again, we're at Halloween and it's supposed to be about spooky, these movies that are around, these horrible, horrible movies.
Yeah, but all of them have tanked. Nobody wants to see them.
Well, but is that a good sign?
Or yeah.
When I was a kid growing up, I was the only one who didn't want to go see the creature from the Black Lagoon. I was scared out of my mind. I just looked at the picture of the poster and I didn't want to go see it.
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't like scary movies.
No. All right, sorry.
Life is scary enough.
Yeah, thank you. So let's figure out how to help people overcome their fears, especially if they are not rational fears. Dr. Joy Brown with us here on Good Day at 43 past the hour.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
It's National Orthodontic Health Month, and Halloween is coming, a challenging time for those in orthodontic treatment. But there are ways to have your cake and eat it, too. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With about 4 million U.S. kids and adults being treated, according to the American Association of Orthodontists, or AAO, how do you find treats that won't break brackets or ruin clear aligners? Dr. Morris Poole, orthodontist and AAO president, has some braces-saving tips.
Patients should say boo to any sticky Halloween treats like caramel, licorice, or taffy, and to hard foods like pretzels, nuts,
chocolate chips, and popcorn. These can derail your braces or aligners.
So, doctor, what can kids and parents do?
Check out fun, orthodontist-approved recipes online and stick with softer, melt-in-your-mouth treats. Patients of some AAO members may be able to swap their Halloween candy for a reward at a candy buyback event. A little planning will help patients reach their ultimate goal, a healthy, beautiful smile.
There are more spooky recipes at mylifemysmile.org, where you can also find AAO orthodontists near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plan.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online, retail stores, or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
At TIAA Craft, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Dr. Joy Brown with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're talking about fears, as a lot of those. I think there's so much attention to this foolishness. Is it good because it's fun? As long as it's fun, is it good? 20 million American pet owners will dress their pets this Halloween as well, spending $350 million on pet costumes. You don't think that the people that are into the Halloween thing in the retail world love even the pet stores are into this thing?
It's also become a drinking holiday.
Yeah.
It's this weird thing that's become and cards and adult costumes. It's become this huge, big sort of capitalistic adventure.
But it is based on some of the horror. I'm not sure how this came to be. We have read books, you see movies, the common lore about people getting, you know, the bled out or the torn apart or some other horrible thing by some creature with a hacksaw or a chainsaw. But people say they like this sort of thing in the movies, but they don't like fear in general. So how do you keep yourself from being overcome by fear?
All right, let me say two things about that. First of all, I just saw a documentary about Alfred Hitchcock who said that we like fear in manageable doses. Mm-hmm. That part of people like being feared in a way, being afraid in a very limited context. So there seems to be part of the human psyche that really does like playing peekaboo or getcha or whatever. But I think it depends on what the phobia is. For example, if you can figure out when it started, it may be a link to something from your adolescence or your childhood. And that's sometimes just by going back and revisiting. You can also do classic desensitization. For example, people are afraid of snakes.
Yeah.
You can take them, because snakes aren't slimy. I don't like them, but they're not. But you can go.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Yeah, you can look at pictures. You can visit a herbarium. There was a guy on one of my TV shows who was afraid of heights, and we got a cherry picker. I don't know why I do these things. And I went with him up at the cherry picker and did a relaxation exercise with him and held his hand. There's a guy who came to my apartment once to fix something, and he was. I had a deck that was like 25 stories up, and I said, well, I'll get the books out of it. Why don't you go out on the deck? And he turned green. It turns out he was terrified of heights, so I made him go out on the deck with me. Again, I'm not sure why I feel compelled to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes just by confronting your fears, by figuring out where they came from, by doing classic desensitization, hypnosis will sometimes work. Hypnosis works best if you can confront them when you're not under hypnosis, and then hypnosis can move you farther along the path. path of feeling more comfortable about it.
Right.
You can also tame things that frighten you with things that calm you so that you offset the notion. I'm a little claustrophobic, and my claustrophobia went away a lot after September 11th because I was in a building that had been had been evacuated three times because they were afraid it was going to fall down. And dying does not appeal to me, but it doesn't terrify me. But being buried alive, since then, I'm a lot less claustrophobic. So sometimes just being exposed to something really scary can make your sort of unrealistic fears go away.
I tell my kids, either you ride your fears or they'll ride you.
Yeah.
But there are lots of different ways you can talk with a therapist about it.
Yeah.
Relaxation exercise.
If you want to get scared, there's a story at DougStephan.com about a demon infested house being exercised. You can watch it at DougStephan.com.
Oh, Doug.
That ain't what it takes to love me.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It is 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. And guess who's going to be the technologist today? Me. I am going to act as reporter extraordinaire because of all of my vast worldly knowledge when it comes to technology. So stand by for exciting comments, exciting news, things that are happening that will affect your life today, tomorrow, next week, next year, for the rest of your life. I have that information next for you here on Good Day.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments,
"A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have."
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Delphin cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. So Jennifer and Ken will make fun of me while I do some of the updates in terms of consumer uses of technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how you're protected. The Senate in Washington yesterday voted 74-21 to approve a Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, which will give companies immunity from lawsuits when they share data with the government to prevent cyber attacks. Good idea or not? Yes, Jennifer, or no?
I don't know about immunity. Immunity is pretty big, but I'm going to go with yes-ish.
Mm-hmm. Really? How about deodorant? Is that better than immunity?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Kenny, what about you? You're close to this sort of thing.
I think it's a good idea. I think if they're worried about legal action, it's gonna make everything even more of a mess.
Yep. Apple's profits have soared.
Love for a car come from?
No. Oh. Hello.
Hi. How's it? Speaking of technology, how's that working for you, Karen? Apple. cute. Okay, anyway. Apple's profit up 31% as they sold 48 million iPhones this year. Wow. Last year, 39 million in the same quarter. Big growth in China for Apple products. You see, that's where you kind of get them. They're made there, but sold by an American company. I think that's kind of an interesting conundrum, isn't it, mm-hmm. when you get down to it? Twitter credits mobile advertising for 9 out of 10 ad dollars that are coming in. Smartphones advertise there. That sort of thing. So, didn't Twitter recently change their sort of mode of operation in terms of how they make money? Or has it always been, I mean, it doesn't cost anything to sign up for Twitter, so it's all ad-based, right?
All ad-based, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you think that Twitter is really becoming more popular than Facebook with some?
I know last night when I was watching the debate, I was Twittering away. Just because it's quick and fast, you know, where Facebook is a little more, you have to be more engaged.
Here's something for Tom Kreidler. Internet-connected kitchens projected to be a $10 billion market in the next 5 years. So what do you have in your kitchen that's connected to any kind of...
Well, I want the refrigerator that's connected, but I actually have a thing in my kitchen. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's like a TV that I have hanging on the wall. You can watch TV off of it. It's a digital photo frame, or you can insert your recipes in it with the... with the memory card,
yeah.
And or internet, by the way, you can search the internet and you can bring up recipes. So I can have like this TV/picture frame also putting up my recipes as I cook in the kitchen, which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. I was in a Barnes & Noble last Friday. They have a Nook, they're promoting as you walk through the front door, a glow light, new waterproof glow light plus aluminum body around the Nook. You got a Nook.
I have a Nook.
Yeah, you got a Nook, all right. All right. Our Nook is to, that is 59 past the hour. That's our niche. Excuse me. Good day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.